This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Now that we've studied the book of Malachi using the 4S or step approach, we come to the final step, summarize. This is the application step, the difference this study should make in our lives, what the outcome should look like and feel like. We've done some of this already, but now it's time to underline the effect all of this should have on us and those around us. The first thing I recognized was the truth that all believers must never forget. I have loved you, says the Lord, Malachi 1:2. Take time to bask in the light and warmth of that truth. We also found that God has written a scroll of remembrance. That would be good for all of us to do. Write a scroll of remembrance, listing the times when God has demonstrated his love to us. It might have been God helping us understand a truth in his word, or when he clearly intervened and protected us from a disaster, or when he brought someone to encourage and help us. How has God loved you? If you can't think of examples, you either didn't recognize when he did them, or you forgot what you knew at the time. Remember the 10 lepers Jesus healed? Only one came back to thank him. He knew Jesus loved him. Jude 21 says, "Keep yourselves in the sphere of God's love as we wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ." Put this in your heart bank. God really does love you. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.